had contacted the Department of Agriculture to voice my concerns about the closure of those offices. It seems to me that at a time when most rural communities are struggling just to stay alive, that it sends a very negative signal to those rural and remote counties by closing their FSA offices. I was informed yesterday that the Department of Agriculture had reversed its decisions and that the 12 offices in Colorado would at least remain open for the time being. I think that it is sending a very negative statement to agriculture in America when what we do is try to balance the budget on the backs of farmers and ranchers in America. That amount of cut is equal to a 9% of the entire cut to bring the budget in within the budget reconciliation instructions. So the overall, there's a $35 billion cut. There are cuts that I would have supported. However, this particular cut made in the Department of Agriculture budget essentially amounts to 9% of the entire deficit-cutting effort that is underway here in Washington. And I think it's unfair to balance that on the backs of the farmers and ranchers of America. Yeah, the first thing I want to know is about Harriet Myers. Who is she? Most Americans know her through what's been reported in the paper. I will ask her to tell me about herself and what have been the important things in her life. I also will ask her to give me a description of the role of the court. And the reason that I will do that is because I think very strongly that one of the things that's happening in America today is that the independence of the judiciary is being attacked by a lot of people. I think that what has made our country strong in its history and has sustained it over time has been the fact that we have respected the independence of the judiciary. She needs to demonstrate to me that she is going to exercise that independence, that she's not just a political crony being appointed to serve on behalf of a political ideology or the right wing. I think that the qualifications for anybody to sit on the Supreme Court remain the same. You know, one is that they should be a person who has the utmost professional qualifications. Secondly, they should be able to demonstrate that they'll serve on the court and apply the rule of law. That means that they will respect the precedents of our country. Thirdly, that they won't bring their own personal political agenda to the U.S. Supreme Court, regardless of whether that agenda is a leftist or a right-wing agenda.